This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Real Talk on Voices of the Cape 91.3 FM. We hope everybody's Friday night is splendid thus far. Now we've come back with the recent announcement of the 350 Rand grant. We thought, you know, what is the Islamic perspective? I've heard something of the Baitul Mal. It's Baitul Mal, a house of money basically that is there for the community, sort of a socialist thingy, socialist society. But here to speak to us about the Quranic and Islamic perspective on grants is Hafiz Ahmad Solomon of the East.
I think that was a technical difficulty that we experienced. But yes, like Junaid has said, we want to delve into the 350 Rand grant and the reinstatement of it. So we want to know, is it allowed? What does Allah say about it in the Quran? You know, what is the Sunnah that, you know, the Prophet in his time and his companions, what have they done? And what do we do now? Because we know we see a lot of people standing on the street and we find a lot of youth are unemployed. And we just want to know, you know, is this the correct thing? Is it okay for us to do that? Or should we be motivated? Should we, you know, want to go out there and, you know, make things happen for ourselves?
Yes, definitely. And obviously this isn't a problem that has just arisen recently. I mean, it's been a poverty's been around since the beginning of time, since society, since the first society. You know, there's always a hierarchy, and that is the test. If you are poor, if you are financially unstable, to euphemize it, how is your relationship with Allah? How is your faith in Allah? And if you are rich, that's test. How are you spending your money? Are you spending your money in the way of Allah, or are you spending it on Gatsby's and burgers on a regular basis?
Don't make me feel guilty.
I'm making myself feel guilty saying that.
Yes, but I think it is an important point that you are making, because I always tell myself something I think about, that I'd prefer in this life to have a little bit of money to answer for than, you know, lots and lots of cash money in the bank that you are being frugal with. And because Allah will come back to you and say, you know, Aniqa, Junaid, what have you done with all the risk that I have put in your path on this dunya? So you have to, you know, realize that it is your responsibility, and you have to ensure that the people that are destitute, that are in poverty, that find themselves in need of zakah and food and, you know, clothing in this winter times, you know, you have to take upon yourself and make sure that these people are given what they needed.
Definitely. I think it's a reflection of the status of the heart. You know, if you see a person homeless in the cold on a cold winter's night, how do you feel? Like, ask yourself, how do you feel? Are you sympathetic? Are you empathetic? Or is it just a by the way thing to you because you see it so often? And that is the sad reality of our community. We are just waiting on Hafiz Ahmad Solomon. We had him online, but then we encountered a technical glitch. The lights went off, and I thought Malikul Mot was here to get me. And I was like, no, wait till tomorrow.
You should have seen his face. He was like, oh my
God. Do you remember? Do you remember the series? There was a movie about Malikul Mot and a guy named Hassan.
I never watched it, but everyone I talk to does the same voice that you just did.
Yeah, it's scary. I was 12 years old when I watched it, and I still have. You know, the other night, it was like last year, and the lights were off, and there was just my clothing were on the chair, and I thought it was Malikul Mot, and I thought, yay, and I shook. But anyway, enough of that. We have with us on the line Hafiz Ahmad Solomon of Isnad Academy to speak to us about the Islamic and the Quranic perspective on grants. Assalamu alaikum. Hafiz Ahmad, how are you today?
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Good, alhamdulillah.
Good, good. That's good to hear. So, Hafiz, we are a little bit behind schedule, so we're just going to jump straight into it. And I'm going to ask you, according to our Islamic history, was there a time when Muslim leaders would financially assist the most vulnerable in society?
Look, alhamdulillah, you know, you were mentioning the Baitul Mal in the introduction and so on and so forth. You know, and we're a bit pressed for time, but Islam has always, if you look throughout history, you know, part of the way our Islam, the way we practice our Islam, the way we deal with our finances, the institution of zakat, and so on and so forth, it's clearly indicative of how there isn't instances where you can say, okay, at this point, you know, Islam, yes, there were definitely times where, you know, things stood out amongst the rest, but as part of what Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Islam institutionalized is actually that support for those you know, that are, you know, the most vulnerable and the most in need of that particular support. And the role that, you know, the Baitul Mal and the financial structures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place as part of not just, you know, like if you look at financial management or just the responsibility tied into wealth and how we, you know, how it's structured. It's about being that means of support and that means of care. And it's not just about, you know, those who have us sorted out, but it's about, it really shows the culture of caring for those who are less fortunate. So definitely throughout history, time and time again, you know, Islam, it's not just occasions, but Islam has come to actually do that and be a means of support, you know, within our communities for those who are less fortunate. And it facilitates to encourage, not just also encourage, and also it facilitates for that of those who have, caring for those who don't have, and creating that structure for those who do not have, so that, you know, we can be a means of support and assistance for them.
Inshallah. Yes, so Hafiz Ahmed, you know, what ayahs make a difference to, you know, either having a loan or sadaqah in the Quran?
In terms of a loan or sadaqah, subhanAllah, there's so much. One ayah that definitely stands out when it comes to sadaqah, you know, just in terms of sadaqah and charity, is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, and I think this is important to mention as an encouragement to those out there, because, you know, so we were discussing this 350 rand, you know, as a grant, and you think, like, subhanAllah, what can people really do with 350 rand, you know, in today's, you know, day and age, in cost of living and everything, and if you look at things and you think, you know, so we were thinking about, like, and I'm glad you mentioned this now, because as a means of encouragement, the verse that really stands out is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that, you know, and he encourages people to give, and when he encourages them to give, he says, قَبْلَ أَيَّأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, like before this comes to one of you, right? And then he says, فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْ لَا أَخَرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. It's actually mentioned here. Allah shows us that when people leave this world, one of the things that immediately will come to mind, people who maybe regret the way they leave this world, or people who are maybe afraid of what is lying there in the year after, or didn't necessarily do things, you know, live a life that they, you know, are looking forward to the year after. The first thing, one of the first things they say is, they say, give me a chance to go back to this dunya. And imagine if you get a chance to go back to this dunya, you're really going to do something that you know is of, you know, of worth a lot to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah shows us here is that they say, if I get a chance to go back, فَأَصَّدَّقَ, then I'm going to give a charity. I'm going to, you know, give that sadaqah. So I think now that we're discussing it this evening, I also just use it as a reminder for us to, you know, encourage one another to support the less fortunate and those who are struggling and being challenged, because it's definitely something that is virtuous, and Allah reminds us about it here in the Quran, definitely.
Ameen, ameen, inshallah. May Allah open up our hearts to give and give and give.
And our pockets.
And our pockets, inshallah. Ameen. Now, Hafiz Ahmed, for those who are unemployed or struggling financially, which is surprisingly common in South Africa, what inspiration can we draw from the Quran?
Yeah, subhanAllah. Whoa. I think that, you know, it's always challenging. I think firstly, you know, for all of us that's listening to this evening, you know, we might be going through our own challenges. First thing is always to, you know, I heard this the other day, and this person was saying, I was watching a YouTube clip, and he was saying that, you know, if you're watching this, and no matter what you're going through, you still have the benefit of watching this, man. You still have already have something over someone who's not even able to, you know. So we're sitting this evening, and I think the first point is that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Duha, and at the end where he says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. You know, in times like this, it's very important to remember there's a lot of challenges, there's a lot of you know, problems you're facing as a community, as a society, personally, whatever it may be. What does Allah Ta'ala be Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Surah Al-Duha? He says, "Amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith." Speak about the favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So, you know, I encourage everyone that it looks dark and it looks challenging. You know, there's still always that much that we can be grateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for. So I think firstly that of gratitude. And then in terms of patience, it's important to remember that Allah says that we're going to be tested. As part of this dunya, we've been placed here to be tested. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also tells us in the Quran that لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, you most definitely, certainly without a doubt, you're going to be tested, to say in with something. You know, من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات. Whether it's going to be the loss of family, the loss of, you know, close ones, the loss of wealth, fear, whatever it is that you're going to be challenged, what you're going to be challenged, you're going to be tested. And I think it's important for us just to remember that that's what it is. It's a test from Allah. And we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to grant us to pass this test. And, you know, I was speaking to someone today and I said, a test is exactly that, man. It's a test. It's a test of character, it's a test of our iman, it's a test of our patience, and, you know, we ask Allah to grant all those being tested ease, and to grant them clarity, and to grant them success through those tests. And, you know, really for us as believers, we can be, you know, so blessed to take reminders like this from the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Allah says this is going to come, but Allah also tells us that وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Allah also tells us, don't worry, the year after is going to be much better than what we are experiencing in this dunya. So if we take these tests with our heads held high and we maintain a connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in fact we grow that connection with Allah through these tests, then we can inshallah look forward to a year after that's going to be better than what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has put us through in this dunya.
Ameen, ameen. Shukran so much for that enlightening conversation, Hafidh Ahmad. May Allah grant you all the best in this world and even better in the Akhirah. All of the struggles and we were going through things, may Allah make it easy on them, inshallah. Hafidh Ahmad, we say shukran so much for having you on tonight. Do enjoy the night and have a blessed weekend, inshallah.
Likewise to you guys, shukran for having me.
Shukran for that. Okay, we are going to go for a quick break, and when we come back, we will do a business profile, so stay tuned for that.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.